Good morning. This is Frank Sitapani with the CBS World News Roundup. El Salvador's president-elect Duarte says the message will go out to the Salvadoran death squads that their activities must cease. It's the message Duarte took to the White House this morning and will take to Capitol Hill tomorrow. John Ferrugia reports.
Jose Napoleon Duarte has called himself a very good lobbyist. Today at the White House and later this week on Capitol Hill, his skill will be tested. The Reagan administration has been fighting tooth and nail with Congress for emergency military aid for El Salvador, aid it says is essential to prevent a Cuban-backed guerrilla victory. $62 million is the immediate goal, and President Reagan hopes Duarte can make a credible case for its approval. Duarte is optimistic, saying that even if Congress turns him down now, he'll apply more pressure by focusing his lobbying effort directly on the American people. In an Oval Office meeting, aides say the president will not impose on Duarte preconditions for additional support. But officials say Mr. Reagan will make it clear that if Duarte expects new support, he'll have to work hard this week to sell himself and his ideas to Congress. John Ferrugia, CBS News, the White House.
This is Bruce Dunning in San Salvador. Duarte needs money, time, and cooperation, and all three are in desperately short supply. Not only has the guerrilla war been expensive, but it has also severely damaged the limited economy that El Salvador enjoys in the best of times. The lack of security in the countryside has sharply reduced agricultural production. Duarte needs enough time to demonstrate that he has the strongholds of power firmly under control, the army and the rich, both deeply suspicious of his reformist ideas. And he needs their cooperation to curb the infamous death squads allegedly directed by some powerful officers and supported by the rightist rich. Duarte does have a chance, it seems, here, but he'll have to be both firm and at the same time conciliatory. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, San Salvador.
As President-elect Duarte tries to put his best foot forward in Washington, the London-based human rights group Amnesty International has issued a report assailing the human rights situation in El Salvador. It accuses the government of ordering the executions of many of the estimated 40,000 people murdered there since 1979. Amnesty International's Larry Cox says he sees no improvement at all.
The Salvadorian military and security forces are engaged in a pattern of wholesale murder of civilians from all walks of life in El Salvador. The government of El Salvador is doing very little, if anything, to try to stop this pattern. The procedures that have been set up to bring people to justice are practically non-existent.
Amnesty International says the Salvadoran justice system appears to have totally collapsed. The Arab League meeting in Tunisia has condemned what it sees as Iranian aggression and attacks on oil ships in the Persian Gulf. But Iran says it will continue to disrupt shipping in the Gulf as long as its oil exports are threatened by Iraq. The six nations that belong to the Gulf Cooperation Council say they could have a joint defense plan ready in a week. More from Alan Pizzi in Bahrain.
Shipping centers in the Persian Gulf were reported to be on alert today for more attacks on tankers and other vessels, as both Iran and Iraq threatened to keep up attacks on shipping. The threat posed by the war has heightened tension in the Gulf and brought to the fore differences among Arab nations. Saudi Arabia, the leading power in the region, has called for a stepped-up alert of the defense forces of Gulf states. A Saudi spokesman was reported as saying his country would not rule out use of its air force to help maintain security in the Gulf. Saudi Arabia told a meeting of the 21-member Arab League that the Gulf states could no longer remain idle spectators in the Iran-Iraq conflict. The moderate Gulf oil producers back Iraq against the Shiite Muslim revolution of Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini. The Arab League accused Iran of aggression following attacks against Saudi and Kuwaiti tankers last week. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Bahrain.
In Washington, CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin tells us there are more than a few hints that the U.S. may be asked to play a role in the Gulf crisis.
There are contingency plans for everything from sending a squadron of our own F-15s to sending in the Marines. But right now, I think both the United States and Saudi Arabia are looking to the Saudis to do it on their own. The question is, can they?
At what point would the United States really have to assess whether or not to go in there and do something?
The first point would be a Saudi request. And I think second, we are looking for some greater repetition of the Iranian attacks on Saudi tankers and some indication that The Saudis simply are not capable of defending against those attacks by themselves.
From a military standpoint, would it be possible for the United States to achieve anything decisive in that area, or would it be a situation where they would be thwarted and could not achieve anything material?
I think it depends on what the ground rules were for U.S. involvement. If the U.S. were to launch, say, a preemptive strike against Iranian airfields, I think that would probably be pretty much the end of the Iranian Air Force. If, however, the U.S. were simply to commit itself to acting as a protector for ships going in and out of the Gulf, we could stay there for months, I suppose even years, without ever seeing an attack, and then decide that it was no longer necessary, and the day we went away would be the day they attacked.
Correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon. The dollar moved lower in the European currency markets this morning in profit-taking. The British pound sterling was higher. Concern about Mideast oil supplies tends to enhance the value of the pound. Any disruption in the Persian Gulf would make British North Sea oil all the more precious. Gold was fixed at $380.35 an ounce compared to $378.30 in New York last Friday. Indian Army troops are patrolling the streets of Bombay and Bhiwandi to put an end to fighting between Hindus and Muslims that has claimed more than 100 lives over the past 5 days. The trouble began when a Hindu leader criticized the Quran, the Muslim Bible. In Bombay, troops are guarding a nuclear research center. Soviet Nobel laureate and human rights activist Andrei Sakharov is marking his 63rd birthday and the 19th day of his latest hunger strike in a hospital. Mark Phillips reports from Moscow.
The confirmation that Andrei Sakharov is in a clinic in Gorky confirms fears that he is still on the hunger strike he began 19 days ago. Western diplomats here feel the Soviets have isolated Sakharov from his wife, Yelena Bonner, either to convince him to give up his protest or to try to force-feed him. Sakharov is fasting himself to try to force Soviet authorities to let Mrs. Bonner out of the country for medical treatment in the West. The Russians continue to put all the blame for the current situation on Mrs. Bonner. They've accused her of dominating her husband and leading him down the road of anti-Sovietism. They've also indicated that criminal charges may be brought against her. It's likely the Sakharov issue will be discussed on high political levels this week. West German Foreign Minister Hans-Dietrich Genscher is in town for meetings with Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko. And it's thought Genscher will continue the protest the European Economic Community began last week. Mark Phillips, CBS News, Moscow.
10 minutes past the hour.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hottolett. President-elect José Napoleón Duarte of El Salvador conferred with President Reagan at the White House this morning and told reporters as he left that the watchword of his administration, which begins 11 days from now, is democracy embracing all the people. John Ferrugia reports.
After his Oval Office meeting with President Reagan, Salvadoran President-elect José Napoleón Duarte said he is the leader that has the guts to pull his country together.
I'll try to open up the space for all sectors, a democratic space, so that everybody, from the extreme right to the extreme left, will have an opportunity to incorporate themselves into the democratic process.
Duarte claimed that he is working hard to stop the death squads and the institutional violence that has crippled El Salvador. But he said he needs U.S. help if democracy is to survive. That is the message he will take to Capitol Hill tomorrow as he lobbies for millions in new economic and military aid for his country. John Ferrugia, CBS News, The White House.
More news after this.
Outdoor flowers and plants can't always depend on showers to get the water they need. But you can depend on True Value Hardware stores to help. Hi, Pat Summerall to say, as the May Hardware Value of the Month, they're offering a Rubbermaid watering can for just $2.29. It's made from durable, rust-proof plastic in a handy 2-gallon size. Use it to sprinkle plants lightly or for direct spout watering. During May, get this Rubbermaid watering can for just $2.29 while supplies last at participating True Value Hardware stores and home centers, where you'll find values in every department.
They're not in my bag.
Not in my coat.
What do we do?
I don't know.
All our traveler's checks.
Oh, sorry. Stay here. I'll call American Express.
What about Beethoven?
What about our vacation?
This is Carl Malden. You know, American Express authorizes traveler's check refunds fast, so you can get back to your vacation fast.
Excuse me.
What happened?
We got a refund. We'll pick it up after the concert.
Great.
Why, I
great.
American Express Traveler's Checks. Don't leave home without them.
The oil minister of Kuwait, whose ships have been attacked by both Iran and Iraq, has criticized the United States for not stepping in to stop the war. At a meeting on Arab-American trade, Sheikh Ali Khalifa al-Sabah declared, "The Arab states are looking with astonishment at the indifference of the United States toward the Iran-Iraq war." In Cleveland, Ohio, Senator John Glenn gave a Democratic platform hearing his views on U.S. intervention.
I would think that we want to exhaust all the diplomatic channels before we would go in with anything like that, any force at all. And I think it would only come after we had been invited in by the nations in the neighborhood nations in that area, and only if there was a multinational force that saw it in their interest too. I do not think that's an area where the United States should take sole responsibility for keeping those shipping lanes open.
Earlier today, the six Arab nations of the Gulf Cooperation Council were reported close to agreement on a joint defense plan, including strengthening air defenses, but not permitting establishment of any foreign military bases. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop today urged Americans to make a smoke-free society by the year 2000 their number one health priority. Success, Koop argued, depends on individual initiative, particularly among people who have the most to lose from smoking cigarettes.
There are 140 million Americans who do not smoke and 53 million who do. And I think particularly as women begin to realize that this is the year that cancer of the lung will surpass cancer of the breast as the number one cancer killer of women, I think they've got to sit up and take notice.
The United States Supreme Court has ruled that blacks may sue state officials in California for failing to end segregation in the Los Angeles school system. They threw out an appeal that the officials were immune from such a suit. The High Court also ruled that criminal defendants have a constitutional right to demand that pre-trial hearings be open to the public and the press. Stocks and other news after this.
Today, the most exciting new ideas in the hotel business come from Holiday Inn.
Now, Holiday Inn is a better place to be.
New ideas like satellite video conferencing. Our private satellite Earth Station network now lets you hold meetings in hundreds of Holiday Inn hotels at the same time. Innovations like this make us number one.
We're number one, your worldwide host. First with what you want the most.
For reservations, call 800-HOLIDAY.
Holiday Inn is a better place to be.
We're concerned for trucking and not just trucks.
Ken Becker, Advanced Selling Concepts Manager at International Harvester.
Our attitude is customer. Let's give them every possible service to make them profitable, and they'll look at us as the professionals.
At International Harvester, we've been building a commitment to American trucking for over 75 years. And now, we're honoring it in more ways than ever before.
Our customers are number one.
International Harvester. The commitment is forever.
Wall Street was up slightly when it opened today, trying hard to reverse last week's negative trend. But at this hour, the Dow Jones average is once again down 3.45. Volume on the big board, just over 34 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrials, 1130.34. Storms and high seas are battering Italy's east and west coasts, flooding parts of Venice and trapping people in public squares. Shipping is disrupted as well. Richard C. Hottolett, CBS News.